Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds meeting with Defence and External Affairs Ministers, National Security Advisor and Tri-Services Chiefs in New Delhi. Indian Air Force says it has successfully executed its assigned tasks in Operation Sindoor with precision. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh inaugurates BrahMos Aerospace Testing Facility at Lucknow in Uttar Pradesh. Nation remembers contribution of scientists, engineers and technicians on National Technology Day today. IMD forecasts above normal monsoon in the country this year. And in Women's Tri-Nation ODI series, the summit clash between India and host Sri Lanka underway in Colombo. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a high-level meeting at his residence in New Delhi today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, and Air Force Chief Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh were present. The meeting comes in the wake of the ceasefire arrived at between the two countries yesterday after the Directors General of Military Operations, DGMOs of the two countries, spoke to each other. The DGMOs of the two countries are scheduled to talk again tomorrow. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri told reporters last night that New Delhi takes a very serious note of the ceasefire violations by Pakistan.
The armed forces are giving an adequate and appropriate response to these violations, and we take very, very serious notice of these violations. We call upon Pakistan to take appropriate steps to address these violations and deal with the situation with seriousness and responsibility. The armed forces are maintaining a strong vigil on the situation. They have been given instructions to deal strongly with any instances of a repetition of the violations of the borders along the international border as well as the line of control.
Here is a report by a correspondent.
The Director General of Military Operations of Pakistan called the Director General of Military Operations of India yesterday, and it was agreed between them that both sides would stop all firing and military action on land and in the air and sea. Instructions were given on both sides to give effect to the understanding. However, during the late night briefing, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said there have been repeated violations of the understanding by Pakistan after talks between DGMOs of both sides. India took very serious notice of these violations, and the armed forces gave adequate and appropriate response to these violations. India called upon Pakistan to take appropriate steps to address these violations and deal with the situation with seriousness and responsibility. The armed forces are maintaining a strong vigil on the situation. India says that any future act of terror will be considered as an act of war against it, and New Delhi will respond accordingly. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Indian Air Force, IAF, has said that it has successfully executed its assigned tasks in Operation Sindoor with precision and professionalism. In a social media post, the IAF said operations were conducted in a deliberate and discreet manner aligned with national objectives. It says since the operations are still ongoing, a detailed briefing will be conducted in due course. It urged all to refrain from speculation and dissemination of unverified information. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Operation Sindoor is not just a military action, but a symbol of India's political, social and strategic will. Virtually inaugurating the BrahMos Aerospace Integration and Testing Facility in Lucknow this afternoon, Mr. Singh said this operation is also a demonstration of India's strong will against terrorism and the capability and determination of the military power. He said whenever India takes any action against terrorism, even the land across the border will not be safe for the terrorists and their masters. Mr. Singh said the Indian forces launched Operation Sindoor with the aim of destroying the terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan and never targeted their civilians. But Pakistan not only targeted the civilian areas of India, but also tried to attack temples, gurudwaras and churches.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर सिर्फ एक सैन्य कार्रवाई भर नहीं है बल्कि भारत की राजनीतिक सामाजिक और सामरिक इच्छा शक्ति का प्रतीक है। यह ऑपरेशन आतंकवाद के खिलाफ भारत की दृढ़ इच्छा शक्ति का और सैन्य शक्ति की क्षमता और संकल्प शक्ति का भी प्रदर्शन है। हमने दिखाया है भारत आतंकवाद के खिलाफ जब भी कोई कार्रवाई करेगा तो आतंकवादियों और उनके आकाओं के लिए सरहद पार की जमीन भी सुरक्षित नहीं रहेगी।
Mr. Singh said the inauguration of BrahMos Integration and Testing Facility will help in further strengthening India's defense prowess. He said BrahMos is one of the world's fastest supersonic cruise missiles. Mr. Singh said it is not just a weapon, but it is a message in itself. World leaders have welcomed the ceasefire between India and Pakistan as a key move to reduce tensions between the two countries. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomed the development, urging both nations to build on this progress. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy has described the ceasefire as hugely welcome and called on both countries to maintain calm. EU Foreign Chief Kaja Kallas emphasized the significance of the ceasefire and the need for vigilance to ensure it holds. Saudi Arabia's foreign ministry in a statement expressed optimism that the ceasefire will contribute to the restoration of peace and security in the region. The Delhi airport continues to run its operations smoothly. In an advisory, Delhi International Airport Limited said, however, in the light of the evolving airspace dynamics and heightened security protocols mandated by the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security, there may be adjustments to flight schedules and longer wait times at security checkpoints. It said passengers are encouraged to stay updated through their respective airlines' communication channels, adhere to the prescribed guidelines for cabin and check-in baggage, arrive well in advance to accommodate possible security delays, extend full cooperation to airline and security personnel for efficient facilitation, and verify flight status through the airline or the official Delhi Airport website. We spoke to defense analyst Lieutenant General Rajiv Chopra.
There are few factors which made Pakistan relent to request India for a cessation of hostilities. Firstly, as you are aware, their economy is very, very poor, and we had devastated their airfields and also their drones, the terror camps, and the equipment on ground, which includes logistics. That was the main cause. Plus, the IMF bailout, which was sanctioned to them for $1 billion, possibly was also conditioned that you have to do away with the terror camps. The IMF and the World Bank are donors to Pakistan, and as you are aware, that the present economic conditions of Pakistan is very, very poor.
This is Akash Rani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alert. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has announced that the southwest monsoon is likely to arrive at the Kerala coast on May 27, 5 days earlier than its usual onset date of June 1. This early arrival is expected to have a positive impact in Kharif sowing season and brighten the outlook for crops. Historically, an early monsoon has been favorable for agriculture by boosting farm production and reservoir levels. The IMD has also predicted that the 2025 monsoon could be above normal, quantitatively expected to reach 105% of the long period average. This marks the second consecutive year in which the IMD has anticipated an above normal monsoon. States forming the core monsoon zone, such as Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Maharashtra, Odisha, Chhattisgarh, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal, are expected to receive normal to above normal rainfall. National Technology Day is being celebrated today. On this day in 1998, India successfully tested its nuclear bombs in Pokhran, Rajasthan. The day memorializes the contributions of scientists, engineers and innovators to India's technological expertise and the launch of India's first indigenous aircraft, Hansa 3. It also memorializes the 6th global nuclear test, demonstrating India's global position. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh said that on the National Technology Day, India salutes the scientists, engineers and technicians who contribute by developing new technologies for bringing positive change in the lives of the countrymen. Mother's Day is being celebrated across the world today. Observed on the second Sunday of May every year, it is a time for families to express gratitude and appreciation to mothers for their love, care and sacrifices. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for direct talks with Ukraine, saying it should start without delay as early as the 15th of May. In a televised address from the Kremlin, President Putin said he would not rule out that in the course of the talks, which he proposed should happen in Turkey's capital Istanbul, Russia and Ukraine may be able to agree upon new ceasefires. The Russian leader said he would speak to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan today to discuss the details. Kyiv has not commented on the proposal from Putin. During his statement, Putin also accused Ukraine of having repeatedly failed to respond to the three ceasefire proposals from Moscow. Ukraine has previously said Russian attacks continued throughout these periods. Russia has made similar claims about Ukraine. President Putin's statement comes hours after European leaders, including UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer and French President Emmanuel Macron, held talks in Ukraine with President Volodymyr Zelensky in an attempt to put pressure on Russia to agree to a 30-day ceasefire, threatening Moscow with massive sanctions if it refuses. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi has said Iran will not back down on its nuclear rights in the negotiations with the US. The statement comes as the two countries are set to hold a new round of nuclear talks in Oman today. Speaking at the 4th Arab-Iranian Dialogue Conference in Doha yesterday, Mr. Araghchi reiterated that Iran has always been a committed member of the nuclear non-proliferation and maintains its right to the peaceful use of nuclear energy, including uranium enrichment. He affirmed that Iran is not seeking nuclear weapons and weapons of mass destruction have no place in his country's security doctrine. Moving on to sports, in Khelo India Youth Games, Maharashtra continue to hold the top position in the medals tally with a haul of 74 medals, including 27 gold and 22 silver. Karnataka are at the second position with 39 medals, including 14 gold and 19 silver, and Rajasthan have maintained the third position in the medals tally. Rajasthan have won 23 medals, including 11 gold and 4 silver. Today is the 8th day of the games, and several new events like boxing, wrestling, yogasan and fencing are being held at different venues. After Gatka, the second martial art game, Kalaripayattu, also started today. Our correspondent reports that the events of hockey are being played in Rajgir Sports Complex and football matches at Begusarai.
Seventh edition of the Khelo India Youth Games has brought several achievements for the host state, Bihar. After garnering two more medals, Bihar became the overall champion in the Sepak Takra events. In this discipline, Bihar faced a total 7 medals, including 1 gold and 5 silver. With this, the Bihar team has moved up to the 15th position in the medal tally with 19 medals. The Khelo India Youth Games has so far witnessed new records and splendid performances from different participating states. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
In women's cricket, India have set a target of 343 runs against host Sri Lanka in the final clash of the Tri-Nation ODI series at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. Earlier opting to bat after winning the toss, India posted 342 for the loss of 7 wickets in stipulated 50 overs. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds meetings with Defence and External Affairs Ministers, National Security Advisor and Tri-Services Chiefs in New Delhi. Indian Air Force says it has successfully executed its assigned tasks in Operation Sindoor with precision. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh inaugurates BrahMos Aerospace Testing Facility at Lucknow in Uttar Pradesh. Nation remembers contribution of scientists, engineers and technicians at National Technology Day today. IMD forecasts above normal monsoon in the country this year, and in Women's Tri-Nation ODI series, the summit clash between India and host Sri Lanka underway in Colombo. And with that, we end the midday news.